West Government Now Committee. West Government Now Committee. Sponsoring a bill to give amnesty for Obama and Nancy Pelosi. We hope you will send a Tea Party message to...
Message deleted.
She was just on the phone with you, but somehow or other, I think...
Hello, this is Sam with the Campaign Honesty Alert. Charlie Crist is desperate, like Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi in Washington. Say anything, do anything, and get America and Florida back on track. This Campaign Honesty Alert is proudly paid for by the Republican Party of Florida, not authorized by any candidate.
This is President Bill Clinton, and I have an urgent message for you. Please. This is President. Hello, this is President Bill Clinton, and I have an urgent message for you. Please. The Republicans have been and can win this election. But only if you go to vote right now. So vote today and let's put Florida back on track.
This is former Senator Bob Dole. Please give me just 30 seconds of your time.
Message deleted.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. I want to urge you to vote gerrymandered the district of the very few, if any, Republicans are ever elected in Florida. Hi, this is Dick Morris. I want to urge you to vote to gerrymander the district of the very few, if any, Republicans are ever elected in Florida. They want to steal with them. I want to urge you to vote no.
So this is another politics show, recorded at the very end of October.
Episode 11. Frederick's
mind. 2010. Thanks for that, Toby. You're so helpful. So we're going to address...
Frederick's
what? We're going to address fascism.
Yeah.
The election. Sarah Palin's brilliance.
Yeah.
And it's generally my... opinions about what we're facing as a country and the creeping fascism that I see so clearly.
Huh? So they're not really enemies?
Who aren't enemies?
Or is it unnatural what you're doing?
Oh, Toby, you're just making this harder for me. More and more of our society has gotten hierarchical, top-down. Grassroots don't really mean anything. Sure, the Tea Party looks like it's grassroots, but it's really astroturf.
It's out of context.
Cut it out. It's really...
But I thought...
What?
Maybe it's because they lack shelter, enough food. And an encouragement towards tolerance.
What the hell are you going on about now? You first sounded out of context a little bit.
During an interview that was conducted while he was being tried at the Nuremberg trials, Benito Mussolini is quoted as saying, "Fascism should more appropriately be called corporatism because it is a merger of state and corporate power." I think that's wonderful in a way. Because right now in Florida, we have a guy running for office.
Former HCA executive.
$28 million of his own money.
He won the primary and may very well win the election and become Florida's new governor.
And I thought about what was going on at BP.
Deepwater Horizon.
The oil spill.
Oh, yeah.
how they kept the media away.
The government doesn't have enough regulators to keep track of what's going on. BP was in charge. They decided who got to go there, not the government. Now finding out that the reports that the government gave, they grossly underestimated the amount of oil that was coming out by as much as like a third. I mean, two-thirds. They said it was one-third of what it actually was. I don't know, like 65,000 gallons a day or something like that. I can't, it's hard for me to imagine. I try to imagine those as barrels of oil.
There it is, 42,000.
But it's like the same as corporate PR. The lines are so blurred. In the news, the major news is reported by millionaires working for billionaires. Owned by corporations. So our politicians are owned by corporations. The news services are essentially owned by corporations.
Should specify for-profit corporations.
Schools, more and more schools are being influenced by corporations, especially when money gets tight.
Like now?
This is from an article by Tom Marshall in the St. Pete Times, October 30, 2010. Pizzo Elementary School children had Aunt Jemima frozen breakfast education day. For the school, that meant pancakes, chocolate syrup, M&Ms, and whipped cream.
And a check for $2,500.
Company officials said they weren't selling anything except a message to eat a healthy breakfast.
Yeah, well, chocolate syrup, M&M's, whipped cream. How much healthier a breakfast could a child want? Jeez, Fredericks, you're a hard ass.
I don't like it.
Get used to it.
Fascism should more appropriately be called corporatism, because it is a merger of state and corporate power. Even our elections are just mass marketing. No facts, just claims, substantiated in
or not.
Talking points and slogans are what win, not reasoned debate.
Marketing. My Yahoo Associated Press headline is Woman's Head Stepped On by Rand Paul Supporter. My first thought was there was a rush of people getting in to see him. And it was like what happened with the Who in Cincinnati. But then the more I thought about it, I thought they're probably stepping on her because she was doing some form of protest against Rand Paul. And then I thought how fascistic that seemed. Then I thought about fascism and how I see evidence of it repeatedly in our society. However, you rarely hear the term used in the mainstream media.
But what about Fox?
However, communists and socialists are thrown around with great regularity.
Oh, wait, they're not mainstream.
And then I came to the conclusion that the reason why this was true...
Are they?
...is because I live in America. And in America, if something's true, it's much less likely to be reported. And then I thought about the scientific reports that the Bush administration refused to allow to be released because they didn't jive with what their political objectives were. Then I went back to Mussolini and his corporatism quote. Then I thought about Rick Scott, who might very well buy
the governorship.
Florida. A guy who company paid $1.67 billion in fines for ripping off the government, now wants to be a leader in government. And I said, if that isn't fascism, then I don't know what is.
This is incredibly hard to say. I had to have more than a few glasses of beer, which I'm going to have a little right now. Here we go. Sarah Palin is really smart. Not on our academic intellectual levels, no, but on survival of the fittest. Most people don't know, but survival of the fittest is not about who's in the best shape.
She's in good shape.
It's about who fits in the best.
She fits.
She's pretty. And she's dumb, so she's not threatening the males. She uses Jungian archetypes. I read that recently in a Huffington Post, I believe it was, article. You know, the mama grizzly protecting her babies. I mean, that goes back to our most reptilian brain.
Yeah. Grizzlies are mammals. Reptiles. That's good. Cold-blooded.
Pure survival. And she knows how to play it. And I don't even think she knows who Carl Jung is.
Who does?
But she knows what response she gets. She's smart. She goes in crowds, and she knows intuitively what inspires attention. And dare I say it? Admiration.
I admire her for that.
Hold on a second. I need another break.
Okay. Take a break.
You know, politicians, many times, come out of office much wealthier than they went in. Or soon after they get out of office, you know, kind of where they take the jobs with the people that took care of them.
Cash in their chips.
Or they took care of while they were in office.
Yeah, I'll take care of you.
They took care of when they were in office. But Sarah Palin was governor, and as I understand, in serious debt, as was Bill Clinton when he got out of office, you know, with all the legal fees and everything. But he's doing fine now. George W., I understand, is getting like $40,000 a talk. Could you imagine going to?
Ooh, I'm glad to be gone from there.
Dick Cavett said about Sarah Palin, I couldn't help but think about George W. Bush as well. You can actually watch their thoughts dissolve in their brain. And then they start spewing out non sequiturs.
But
Sarah Palin, intuitively, perhaps because she's a woman, not to be sexist, but perhaps because she's a woman, she's very sensitive to people's responses. And this is working out. And now she quit being governor. She's going around speaking at these that's the thing. I read this thing about this Tea Party guy. Toby, what's his name?
Judson Phillips.
Anyway, he charges like $500,000.
$500 per ticket.
For the Tea Party
rally.
He has an organization called the Tea Party Nation, which is a for-profit corporation. He put on that gathering in Nashville earlier this year. I believe Sarah Palin was paid like $40,000.
It was over $100,000, maybe up to $125,000.
I actually think it was like $140,000.
Say $100,000, that's enough.
And, you know, they give a percentage to the Tea Party and pocket the rest. It's pretty slick.
Don't slip and fall on your head.
In like marketing, it doesn't really matter what the product is. In this case, the product is American candidates. But it doesn't really matter. It just has to look desirable.
Like Sarah Palin?
And people will buy it.
I'll take two.
And we do need a third party. And I think there's good people in the Tea Party.
What do you mean by good?
This is just like, you know, when people go green. And they want to do the right thing. But then the corporations lie about how environmentally friendly their products are. And people buy it with good intentions because they mean to buy good products, you know, that are less harmful to the environment. However, people are so busy or lazy that they don't verify the accuracy of their ads claims. And so even if they do research later and find out, or somebody else does research and informs them and they stop buying the product, the liars still just got a ton of money. And with a ton of money, you can influence policy. And then we're in this whole cycle. I guess what this all boils down to is Sarah Palin is a genius. She learned how to make money without actually having to become a politician.
She lost money as a politician,
but she quit.
She makes money talking about the possibility of becoming a politician. That's pretty good.
Cut out the middleman.
It's brilliant. Hard as it is for me to say. Yeah, I think I need another break.
But take your time. Take your time, President. We got all day.
I need a long break. This was incredibly hard for me to say. I mean, but if money's your goal...
What else is there?
She doesn't really care about Americans that I can tell. She cares about making money.
And being popular.
And she made her mind up some time ago to do it through politics. And now she's figured out a way to sidestep the politics. She goes out there, pretends she's going to run for something. People give her all kinds of money. She's going to be able to retire without having to hold office ever again. That, I mean, if money's your goal, she's brilliant. If honesty and good government is your goal, she's the devil.
As they say, you gotta give the devil her due.
Well, that's it for now, gang. Podcast number 11 is finished. So just get out there and vote no, just like Dick Morris said.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. I want to urge you to vote no.
Questions, complaints, comments? FOMPR @FredericksMindThing.com.